So it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Esrim v'shtayim oisis yisod kvus begalgo bereish lamed al shorim v'cholzer galgo ponim v'ochor. Right, that, you know, the 22 oisis, right, can be set up in 271 permutations, and you could do those permutations frontwards, and you could also reverse the permutations. And it says like this, v'zeh simonech, en b'toiva l'mala me'oneg, en b'ra l'mata minega. Right? Zimen, you know, of how the oisis, you know, because, you know, oineg and nega are the same oisis, and so as a way of remembering this system that, you know, the oisis could be inverted, right? Ein betova lamala mi oneg, ein lamata mi nega. So obviously there's got to be something deeper, you know, to with the simen that the Sefer Yetzirah is giving, right, to this idea, to remember how the oisis are mishapech. Yeah, and the Svarim say, you know, that obviously it's alluding to that you could go in 1 second from Oneg to Nega, and from Nega to Oneg, the Rebbe could change the program. The same program could be inverted, and Oneg could be Nishapech to Nega, Nega to Oneg, which is, of course, the sugya of this week's Parsha, Negoim. So I just want to explain in what way, that Negoim and Oneg, Nega and Oneg, are two poles on the same continuum. Right, so it's starting to be ma'ayanin, right? How they're opposites, but opposites on this, as in two poles on the same continuum, and that's why it could be nishapech from one to the other, right? It's like the just easily inverting the oisis, so also the situation connected that the oisis could easily be inverted, so also the situation oneg could become nega, nega become oneg, you know, imagine two opposites but on the same. Two poles on the same continuum.
Right. Like a drunk guy who drinks too much, eventually he starts throwing up.
You know, Moshe and Shear once, sometimes Moshe used to say things that weren't sure if he was serious or not. But he told us once when discussing this, amongst other things, he claimed that he read somewhere that at the turn of the previous century in Germany, they invented a machine that could measure pleasure, right? A pleasure meter.
They have it in the brain.
I don't know. So you're saying he's talking about like, you know.
But they do measure it today.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm just telling you. Sometimes he used to say things. We used to wonder if he read it in a serious scientific journal or if he read one of these pseudoscience things. Yeah, yeah. But that's what he told us. He said, "Listen, they invented a machine in Germany that can measure pleasure, and they look for all the different pleasures in the world." Right, and they found that the biggest pleasure that there is when a leper or someone with a skin condition scratches. Right? He says, oh, that's that oneg and nega, nega and oneg, right?
Oh, that's so cool.
Right.
That's great.
That's very good. Anyway, but, you know, but to go obviously a little bit deeper, you know, into it. You know, let's talk about a term that you think is obvious, but is not obvious at all. What do we mean by oneg? What's the difference between oneg and simcha? Like, why do we say in halacha that, you know,
the bodily pleasure. Simcha is a spiritual pleasure.
we're gonna say something slightly different, but you're in the right direction.
Oneg Shabbos,
and yet by Yontov it's called Simchas Yontov. Yeah, it's interesting, halachically, the postgame will always talk about Oneg Shabbos, because that's the Lashon of the Nevi'im. The cross of Shabbos Oneg, right? But the postgame by Hilchos Yontov copied the Lashon of the scriptures, which is in Chumash, V'samachta B'chagecha, right? So they call this one Oneg and this one Simcha. Now, what's the difference?
I call this one. Why don't we sing Zmiris on Shabbos, but we don't sing Zmiris? We sing it, but we don't sing Zmiris.
Right.
On Yontif.
Okay.
That's the question he asked. You want to have how simple the answer is?
Okay.
Because it says Mizmor Shili on Shabbos, that's why. That's where it never comes from.
Shabbos has the Kedusha of
Shabbos. Now why is a different question. But it's a pasuk. The pasuk tells you to sing Zmiris.
Right.
Shabbos has the Kedusha of Shabbos. Yomtiv, they bought the carbon chagiga, was more of a simchas yomtiv, not Shabbos Kedusha. It's
not
the same.
Saying, so what's the chilek for the opposite
of what I'm saying, what you're saying? Because I'm saying one, only implies a physical pleasure. Physical pleasure.
Yeah, but it didn't have Simchas Yomtov. It's possible, yeah.
That makes sense.
Happiness, but it's a physical description.
That makes sense according to Zmiris.
On a hot day, into a cold bath, you're not happy because of it. You're just feeling pleasure. You'd be the most depressed person in the world. It's a very important thing to do.
That makes sense according to Smirnoff. Okay. All the good food, all the good taste, all the good this, all the best stuff.
And even though, but
that's a machlokes. That's Rashi and the mechaber, because today it's only or in yain or because basar used to be back then.
Chagiga.
I tell you, I heard of Shalom.
Okay,
that was the Shabbos Hagol Drasha. In Shari Tefillah.
Uh-huh.
On this precise question.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Fine.
This year, the Rabbi Orly, and this was the Shaila. The Rambam says,
Rambam says, Bismanazan. Oh, yeah, right. Right, so where Rambam gets from.
And in the end, it's a Shagisaya.
Right.
The Shagisaya says that it includes everything. But it says, Vasamaptim Chagecha, it's everything.
Okay. So Pasha's one lush in the Gemara.
The question is, of course, Basa, because you need a Sudas Yamdav, so of course you need Basa.
Right.
So he argues that because Basa is not a complete pleasure today, because you're thinking, when you're eating the Basa, you're thinking about it could have been a carbon, it could have been in the base of Migdash. So it's really had a negative effect, eating Basa. Therefore, the Gemara says you need to add Yayin to it. Dafka, you should add Yayin. So that the basa, to take away that tinge of sound that the because you're eating basa, that's a,
That's not kosher. Because once upon a time was a chagiga. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay, but okay. So the there's something very interesting. The Shabbos is the holiest deity. Kedusha Shabbos is above the kedusha of Mayit, and yet it seems from Lesman de Polig that the din of Simchas Yom Tov is Doiraisa, Samachta B'chagecha. By Shabbos, it's not Doiraisa. It's Mitakon HaSanavim. Right? V'korosu Shabbos HaOneh, Kosha, Az Tisana Gal Hashem. So it's Takon HaSanavim, which has, at least the Fishitas Aram, the status of a Durabbanan. Why is it that way? Why should it be that way? By Yom Tov, it's Doiraisa. And by Shabbos, it's only Takon HaSanavim, which, at least according to Rambam, that means it's a Durabbanan. You're on the right track, but let me develop this. You're on the right track as to
maybe because
like why is Shabbos is a Shabbos is a holier day? Why is it that over there it's only midrabbanan, right? It's only midrabbanan, right? And as like so it's Shabbos midrabbanan by Yom Tov it's Doraisa. Shabbos it's called it's mechuna oineg, right? And by Yom Tov it's mechuna simcha, right? So now, again, so we need to think about, what is the difference between Oineg, Vayavoy, right? Yoni?
Yes.
Yoni? Yoni!
There you go.
All
right.
Woo, what's up?
All right, the oven's waiting. We told you about... We just mentioned the word oneg. We did about oneg, and he walked right in.
I was listening to the whole thing.
Right. You were just waiting for the word ribs. Oneg. Those are ribs. Gosh. You have no idea what you missed. If you want, you can stick the...
It's actually, it's still pretty hot.
No, the oven's hot.
You
want to
put on?
Yeah, the oven's hot. Stick it right in the oven. We're having it just a couple of minutes. Right. Just mentioned the word oneg and came to Cholent. Right.
Oh, it's the end of the shir. It's on the yellow shim with dessert.
Right. Anyway... So what's the chilk between oineg and simcha? Let me tell you an interesting Rambam. There's a Rambam sefer on mitzvahs, right? Mitzvah Gimel, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, right? Who should tzivonu lovo yisale? Right, we command to himself. Possession is Bob Naskar, it's also Kulosov, right? We should think about his mitzvahs and what he does. Achinasigehu, until we understand something about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, about the way he's manig. Vinisaneg, V'hasagosoi. Tachlistai, we should have gishmak from what we understand. V'zosi ava mechuyos. Thus is the ava that we're mechuyos. That's called avas Hashem. The oneg that you have, the gishmak that you have from learning, right? That is the ava mechuyos. Right.
Why learning? Right. It's
yeah, just, learning and understanding. Whatever right. You understand about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says the oneg is the ava. The oneg is the ava. Right. So even before we get too deep, we already decoded something. Right. That in the Nusach HaTefillah we say true to form. There's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, and we say Vayechel Hashem Elkeinu b'Simcha v'Sasa Moadei Kodeshecha. Shabbos, which is a din oneg, Vayechel Hashem Elkeinu b'Ahava v'Ratzon. And the Rambam set up an equation. Oneg is ahava. Right? Oneg is ahava. Right. So
when you love something, you're happy.
So I think like this. No, no. I think it's like this. Right? Right? Happiness is a response. Right? It's a response. It's a teguva. Right? Now, there's it's a response. You eat a bus or a yayin, the response is happiness. It's how it affects your biochemistry. Oneg is like love. It's like love. It's enjoying the thing itself. It's not a response. This is how it makes me feel. It's enjoying the thing itself. Being nisaneg al divrei Torah, he says, that's avas Hashem. And that's called like the real avas Hashem. Ava Hashem tluya badover. It's like mamish the ava of him. I want to posit like this: oneg is the sensation of sensing the thing itself, right? And that's why oneg is love, the thing itself. Like ava shenet fluya badover, you just love the person, right? Not because of how he makes you feel.
When you say
right?
Oneg nega, aside from talking.
No, so we nega. Once we define oneg, we understand why oneg and nega are opposites.
When you say oneg and nega, it's without a vav oneg, right?
That's right. That's right. Chaser. Spelled chaser. Correct. That's how the Sefer Zer says it. Oneg is spelled chaser. Right? Without a vav. Correct.
That's
correct.
Interesting, because the Medrash Topias. Based on the Medrash Topias, the Yesodos of the Osios,
right,
there isn't fire in it. It's only three. It doesn't have the four Yesodos in it.
Okay. Well. Okay. All right. I hear. Now it's very good. Right, that the understand, the Hevdal Mahuti between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Yom Tov, which like Tzvi points out, Tzvi Sharp pointed out, right? It's Chetzio LaHashem, Chetzio Lachem, right? There's us and God. We split the day between us and Him, right? Right. So it's a we have a sense of self, but we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be happy. And the chetzio lachem is the din of simcha. Right? Now you're supposed to be happy. Right? And Yom Tov is supposed to be, and that's a response. Shabbos, there's just like there's this din of chokeo chetzio lachem chetzio lachem, that's why it's the din of mitoich, that it's mutzer bi motzi mirashus l'rashus, that the Sforim explain. You have your own rashus. There's a rashus harabim on Yom Tov. Right, you have your own space, and that's why it could be motzi mershus l'rishus, and it's mamash an extension of the din of lachem of ochel nefesh mitoch shut shalotzoch shalami shalotzoch. The idea you have your own space, right? But you're supposed to be happy. There's us and there's God, and we're supposed to be happy, right? And but us and Him, and there's supposed to be a state that that us and Him, we're happy in the room together.
Sounds like
happy,
peace.
Right. But Shabbos is a much deeper thing. It's pure dveikas, like the Zohar says. It's yoma d'nishmasin, right? It's a day of the soul. It's a pure dveikas, and the body doesn't get in the way. And that's why there's no din of chetzio lachem, right? And there's an iser hotzar mershul. You have to only be in rishus hayochid, rishus yechido shel olam, and the din of einik Shabbos. The reason why it's only midraban because the ikar is not the eating. The eating was just a hechi timta. It was an eitzah. That the Nevi'im legislated to come to the end of the Pasuk.
Right.
We cross it out, us tis anagal Hashem. It was just a hechi timtzeh to get the pleasure senses stimulated, but you're supposed to have that cling on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like turn on the pleasure centers, and then us tis anagal Hashem, clipping on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be enjoying Him. It's both, oneg is ava, oneg is contact.
Right.
Oneg is contact. Oneg is the sensation of enjoying it itself, and the real Oneg Shabbos, which is Mistoma Doraisa, is being Misaneg Al Hashem. What's Derabonon was the Eitz of the Nevi'im to eat something Gishmak, to turn on the pleasure centers, and then to make, and then to, once you activate them, then to Oz Tisaneg Al Hashem, clipping onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas by Yom Tov, the whole thing is just no, activate the pleasure centers, period. Right? And be in a state of happiness. Have the happy response that the food, the meat and wine cause you. Whereas by Shabbos, the food, you know, the good food and the wine is a hechitimtza to turn you on, and then in that state, clip on to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because being Misaneg Al Hashem, hu u ava, and that's why the Vanagel Hashem Okedu, ba'ava v'rotzen Shabbos Kodeshecha. And now you can understand why...
Does this have anything to do with rain on Hamba?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Hashem. Then Mizev Hashem, Dveikus and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the day of Dveikus. That's Oneg. Oneg is the when you enjoy the thing itself. And Mimel, you understand why Oneg and Nega are opposites. You know that you know they're on the same pole. They're on the same continuum of being close or being far. Because the Mitzera, the Bala Nega, right? It, what does Unkos call it? Sgiru. Zgiru, machtash zgiru, negatzras machtash zgiru, you're sealed off. You're sealed off. Bodod yeshev. Right, the mitzvah is cut off. Cut off. Right, and you know, and that's, you know, that the menuga is in a state of where he is meruchak, sealed off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Opposite of Oneg. Opposite of Oneg.
Oneg.
All right, so that's it. First thing Moshe taught me when I first met him, that, yeah, Tomei, Tom, tough man,
right.
Being sealed off, like being, that's it.
That's how I knew that.
Right. Being a tum-tum and then tamun, right. It's a Tomei, it's supposed to be sealed off, like sealed off, right, atum, right? So that's it, I understand why Oneg and Nega are like two sides of the same pole. But of course, when you do tshuva me'ava avnosav nasal kischuyas, and that's how in a second you could turn the Nega into Oneg. Because when you do tshuva me'ava, whatever you did wrong becomes its opposite, that's right. Right? And that's why in a second, right, when we talk tshuva me'ava, the Oneg could become Nega, and that's what it means. But makom because they turn their richuk into kiruv. They turn the situation on its head, mikwach the tshuva. Right, but that's in that Oneg and Nega are the two opposite poles of the same continuum. Oneg is Dveikus, Nega is to be cut off and sealed off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beer and the Divrei Sefer HaYetzirah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Interesting.